This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's not officially a strike or a work stoppage or anything else resembling traditional organized labor, which has had so much success this year. But pharmacists at retail drug chains have had about enough and want people to know about it. The social media hashtag is Pharmageddon, as some pharmacists at retail pharmacies have walked off the job this week. CVS and Walgreens say disruptions were minor, but these walkouts do follow similar actions around the country last month, a sign of the strains in a key part of the healthcare economy. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more on that one.
When pharmacist Bled Tanaway started working for a drugstore chain in 2016, she says her lean staff was already overworked. Then came the pandemic.
I could really feel a shift within my team.
On top of filling prescriptions, Tanaway and her coworkers were running a busy vaccine clinic. She says she asked her supervisor for a break on prescription quotas and other corporate performance metrics.
And the answer was no. You are still expecting to perform like you are supposed to perform.
Already burned out, Tanaway believes the pressure led her to make a mistake. In 2021, she quit.
And for me, that was my breaking point. Because I could not stay there and put my patient in danger.
Tanaway now works at a hospital in Oklahoma City, but she still helped organize this week's retail pharmacist walkouts. Anandee Law, with the American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy, says persistent understaffing and profit-driven performance quotas at these chains mean worse patient counseling.
There's constantly this at our back saying, fill more, get those prescriptions out. But we are not able to dedicate that time, much needed time, for our patients.
Law says part of the solution is increased staffing at retail pharmacies. But chains like CVS and Walgreens say filling open positions is tough. Richard Dang, a professor of clinical pharmacy at USC, says there's actually no shortage of pharmacists looking for work.
However, there are many graduates and many individuals in the profession who are hesitant to work in a chain setting where they don't feel supported.
That's why many of his students look for work in clinical settings after as many as 7 years of schooling. Dang says most retail pharmacists don't belong to a union, but these recent walkouts could lead to more interest in organizing. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.